B-Pod Studios.
Irish Sweetheart Tours. There's a guy, his name is Raymond Campbell, and I guess he takes people to Ireland to find the women of their dreams.
I don't know, Stan. Why don't we ask him?
Hi, Raymond.
Hello, how are y'all?
How are you?
Good, thanks.
Irish Sweetheart Tours. How did you get started doing this, and what exactly is it?
Well, let me start with the second question.
Okay.
What we do is we promote introductions between American men and Irish ladies.
Is there a surplus of Irish ladies?
Well, there's plenty of them over there.
Now, you started out as a guy that was just looking for love, right?
Yes, that's part of it. And I'd ventured to different parts of the world. I'd been to the Latin American countries. I'd been to Russia. And I'd seen some of the pitfalls and obstacles that all the guys were running into. And primarily, there were three of them. There was the difference in language, the difference in culture, and then the immigration or the visa problem.
See, I always heard that there were tons of Russian women waiting for American men to take them away.
And that's probably true.
What was your experience with Russian women?
It's very difficult to know any person, any woman, who doesn't speak the same language. It's almost impossible.
So you had an interpreter with you?
Yeah, but that's still, even though you have a skilled and trained interpreter, they can mangle up the language so badly, it's pathetic. And then if you do meet a lady, you want to get to know her better from Russia, then you got to struggle with the immigration process to get her a visa to bring her over here. And typically most of the guys bring them over on a fiancé visa. And you have 90 days to either marry her or send her back. And that's a high-pressure situation.
Yeah, but I mean,
come
not
on.
All bad.
3 months to,
90
to make a
free trial,
yeah.
That's acceptable.
That's a dream come true.
Keep in mind, guys, most of the time the guys don't speak Russian and the ladies speak limited English.
That don't matter. That doesn't matter. Draw pictures. If she's gorgeous, drop-dead gorgeous, and you got a three-month trial.
I'm telling you, that one Russian girl we met in Key West, wouldn't mind that.
No kidding. So at any rate, you decided that wasn't the way to go. You were going to go to Ireland.
Right. I thought I could improve upon the concept, refine it. And so the Irish ladies obviously speak English.
Mm-hmm.
It's a more similar culture. And there's no visa required for either the Americans to visit Ireland or for the Irish people to visit the United States.
So what'd you do? Scout out the hot spots?
No, I did a little research in the library. I started making a lot of phone calls, and I took off with the concept.
And so what do you do? What, do you have a data bank of women that are ready, willing, and able to marry Americans and come over here?
Well, that's part of it. I wouldn't go as far to say they're ready to get married. They're certainly interested in meeting a good man.
Let's put it this way, Raymond. I come to you and I say, hey, Raymond, I'm interested in going in on one of your sweetheart tours to Ireland.
Right.
What are you going to do for me?
Well, I'm going to schedule you for one of the tours. We'll go over there for approximately 10 days. I'll have four major functions planned for the first 4 days, and you'll meet a different group of Irish ladies at each function.
So do you have ladies that you have had contact with that have said, hey, I'm tired of dating terrorists and potato farmers, I want an American?
Well, none of them have expressed it that way, but they are very interested in meeting Americans, and they're very curious about us, and they love our accent.
And most of them are, what, redheaded women with freckled faces?
Well, that's one of the myths, and I was a little surprised by that. I was expecting the same. You have a lot of different looks, blondes, brunettes, and redheads.
Now, if I go on your tour, am I pretty much guaranteed that I'm going to be juggling a few offers? You know, I got the blonde Irish woman here and the brunette one here and the freckled-faced fat one that likes me, too.
Well, I can guarantee you that you will meet a lot of women. Beyond that, you'll have to perform on your own.
And how much does something like that cost to perform on my own? You throw me over in Ireland with not knowing which way to turn, and I got to perform on my own. What's that going to run me?
Well, from beginning to end, hotel, airfare, my fee, and your spending money, the guys will spend between $3,500 and $4,000.
Not too bad. Not too bad to go over to Ireland. Nice hotel accommodations?
Well, not top of the line. I call it out of 5-star, you get a 3-star hotel. But the good thing is we're right in the heart of downtown, and you can walk to most of the places we'll be going to and most of the restaurants.
So you're right in the middle of the bomb blasts.
Exactly.
Did you come back from Ireland with a nice Irish woman?
Well, I've met several very nice Irish
ladies. Let's say you're still single.
I'm still single, and I'm still interested in meeting Irish ladies. I haven't made any commitments to any of them. And my problem is I'm working so hard over there, I don't get a chance to meet as many as I'd like to.
So you've been around the world looking for chicks. How did you find South America, the hot-blooded Latinas?
Very interesting culture. The ladies, I think, are beautiful.
Where they come up to you and say, I'm tired of dating coffee farmers and narco-terrorists. I want to go to America.
Americans are considered something special down there. There's no doubt about that.
So we got to get it right in our heads. What you do, the Irish sweetheart tour, is not the Irish sex tour.
Exactly.
This is something maybe to spurn a nice little relationship.
Correct.
It's almost like, you know, handing somebody a box of matches and a can of gas. What they do after they get that is up to them.
So far, you've been to South America, Russia, and Ireland.
Yeah, I did a little traveling in Poland.
Poland? What's Polish women like? All I picture are big, fat women.
Stands a pole.
With breasts hanging down to their stomach and carrying a piece of bread under their arm.
Well, the young ones are very attractive ladies. That's for sure. You're describing the ones, I think, that went through the war.
If somebody is interested in your Irish sweetheart tours, how do they go about getting in touch with you and going on one of these things?
Just give me a call and information under a business listing, Irish Sweetheart Tours. I'd be happy to chat with them and send them information.
Where are you based out of?
Houston, Texas.
All right, Raymond. Thank you so much for coming on and telling us about Irish women.
You're quite welcome.
Any of them real easy? Are they basically a culture of easy women or the protocol? You know, of meeting mama and papa and taking a walk through the potato fields and stuff like that. I mean, or are they notoriously fast women?
They're not walking through potato fields, but they're very, they have a high family values.
But they like they like their whiskey, don't they?
Well, the men are hard drinkers for the most part.
Yeah. But the women don't touch the booze, huh?
Well, some do, but it's not like the men.
No, we're not talking about the lure. We're talking hit and run.
If we're going to three different night spots a night or something like that, hit and run.
You got four functions. We want to complete four functions.
Raymond, we'll talk to you later.
Okay, thank you, fellas.
Bye-bye.
K-Rock, hello. You're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to comment about that. You were on about the Irish women.
Yes. Are you an Irish woman?
Yes, I am.
From Ireland?
Yes.
Well, what's your name?
Monica.
Hi, Monica.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, what did you think of Raymond's little stories there?
Not very much at all, actually.
Really?
No.
Tell me why.
Why? Because I felt it very degrading. I'm sitting here with a few friends here, and we're just sitting here having a few beers or day off, and next time I'm sitting here, I just feel like, God, what am I, like, pieces?
See, that's the kind of gal I'm looking for right there, kicking back with a couple of beers.
You better believe it. You know, he made it sound like he's ranching up these women to meet these Americans at little various prearranged functions.
Ridiculous. I mean, all my cousins and everything come from America,
right.
And but I've never ever heard such a degree of like humiliation before in my whole life.
But Irish women are attracted to American men.
Well, that's not true. I'm still not going out with one. So
Do you love the American accent?
No.
So the guy was full of crap then.
Yeah, he was. I think he was full of crap.
He was just a liar.
Well, I wouldn't go that far as saying a liar, but I just think it's humiliating.
He's setting up these poor lonely hearts, so sending them over there to a bunch of man-haters.
Unbelievable.
Oh, well, that's your saying on it. I didn't say that at all.
I thought that's what you were saying.
No, I didn't say that. I was just saying how humiliating it is to me, sitting here with all my friends.
Right. Sounds like he's degrading Irish women, making them sound cheap.
But you said Irish women don't like American men.
I didn't say that. No, you said that.
Well, what did you say?
I said it's humiliating for me sitting here listening to how you're saying, oh, you can go over there and get them drunk and, you know?
Now you're talking.
Now we're talking. You're drinking beer right now, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Boy, why bother with the trip? If I know that you're over there and you're a nice Irish woman drinking beer, I'll be over. Can I come over?
Over where?
Over your place?
No, not at all.
You don't like us, do you?
No, I don't like what you're talking about. I don't like the way you discriminate people.
But do you like us?
Sorry?
You like us a little bit, though, don't you?
No, not
just,
in the slightest.
Just a little.
No.
I mean, you took the time.
We like you.
I like you.
You know what? You're so...
You took the time out of your day to listen to that.
No, I didn't because I heard Irish, so I was close to
Oh, that was an immediate grabber. So you got to like us for at least addressing Irish issues.
No, I was interested when I heard Irish, so I turned up them. But when I heard it, all I felt was humiliated. I mean, how dare you wake up?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I think she liked us.
I think
she was
so.
Just a little worked up.
Yeah, and maybe had a few in her and just prompted her to call and, you know, start spewing off all her
She's
talk.
Just a lusty lassie.
Yeah. K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
I was just listening, turned on the radio and listened to this poor girl that called in that was Irish.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a problem with all women, or is it just Irish women?
I don't have a problem with any.
No, all we did was we talked about this guy that's having the tours to Ireland, and she didn't like what he said and somehow transferred that to
us. Why did you...
We love Irish women, and they love us.
I don't think so. I think you're degrading to all women.
Yeah,
I'm sorry to say, and I hope you don't take offense, but you sound like a man-hater.
No, I'm very happily married and have lots of male friends.
You're a man-hater, though, aren't you?
No, not at all.
Then why are you calling up slamming us?
Well, because I think you guys are pigs.
Why do you think we're pigs?
Shouldn't be allowed even on the air.
Have you ever met me?
I don't like the way you talk.
You don't like the way I talk?
No, I don't like the way that the things you talk about.
I don't like your tone either.
Fine.
How's that?
I'm not on the radio, though.
You're on the air now. You're going to be expressing your opinion throughout Naples, too.
Fine.
So
you're going to not bleep me out when I say you're a pig.
No,
we don't do that.
Why should I bleep you out? Because
but why do you think we're pigs? I still don't understand.
Because you were degrading to that poor girl that called in.
Well, that poor girl called us on a radio show,
yeah.
And we're joking around.
That's not funny.
Well, it's not funny to you.
Yeah.
It's not funny to all women.
Right. All women should stamp us out.
Is your radio station for men only?
You think all women hate us?
Yeah, I think the way you talk today,
that's
yeah.
That's very hurtful.
I won't listen to your station
That's
anymore.
Very, that's
of course,
very.
You don't give one whether I listen to your station
no.
or not.
I don't give a rat's ass if you listen.
Or right.
So you listened to us until that interview, and that swayed you to say you
No, I just turned it on for 5 minutes.
And so you turned it on for 5 minutes, and we grabbed you, sucked you right in, didn't
yeah,
we?
Right in.
No, and to know that I won't turn it back on the air.
Right prompted you to call us.
Right
that
into
is,
our trap.
Yeah, we got
you. You guys do this on purpose, just to rile people.
Said the spider to the fly.
Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on. Now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. So damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got a
way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney, on all afternoon.
In the afternoon,
if only.
Stan and Haney,
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Boy, I'm telling you, I gotta set the stage, and then I'll read some of the comments. So I'm going through our archives, play an opener. We call it a Stan and Haney opener. Get the juices flowing off the bat. So mm-hmm. we're playing this Irish clown, Irish lady tour,
mm-hmm.
and then
and
the female audience turned on us.
That is from a random day in 1997.
Yeah, May 1997, 22 years ago. And after the call was done, I mean, we were just talking to the guy. He wanted to send, you know, like they do in Russia, send a few guys over to Ireland and pick up some
thought
Irish
he was
girl.
On to something.
Absolute Law text line. I'm a woman, and I love you guys. Thanks for the laughs. Another text. I never use the text line. I'm a woman. I listen to your show every day. I do not think you're degrading to women. Now, I don't agree with you politically, but I enjoy your show. And have for years. Another text. Guys, play that interview again. Loved it. Yeah, because they were all at our throats.
For no reason.
And it was said there. Man haters.
Yep.
Well, immediately think that we're attacking you. Everything's funny until it might be you think it's attacking you.
And there's a concerted effort. Somebody's out to get us. Claiming that, was it that we've been known for years for our catchphrase,
yeah.
Which is?
Our real one, is all women are crazy.
We've said it forever, and women agree with us.
Yep.
Once we explain the theory, they're
with
us.
They agree. And that's half the battle for the ladies, if they realize that they're crazy. It's okay. Mm-hmm. It's the ones that don't know they're crazy and think they're perfectly rational.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones you got to watch
out.
So
somehow that got turned into something else.
Yeah, I've listened to every one of your shows for years, and what's your catchphrase? All women are whores. What? Never said that ever. Some are, but not all women. Absolutely not. Oh, by the way, the guy did text us back at the end of the show, said that he stood corrected. Wait a second. You're right.
Yeah, no kidding.
We've been doing this for a while. Never, ever would say something like that.
You know what? We both have lovely daughters.
Yep.
We both have mothers that we're very fond of.
Yes.
We both have sisters.
Yes.
Now, from my standpoint, I like my sister. I can just speak for me.
Well, my sisters, I've had my ups and downs with them. They're far away. That's fine.
And you're speaking, of course, about your real sisters.
Yes. I have a fake sister. And I also...
Who has convinced herself through social media that...
That she's related to me.
Uh-huh.
Which, she won't catch a hint. I'm no longer going to respond to your emails. I'm no longer going to respond to your phone calls.
And you know what? You're not the only one that gave her a hint. She's gotten hints all over the place.
It's just... Catch a clue. So I told you. I thought I was done with that one. Last week, card in the mail. Addressed to my girlfriend first, my name second. Oh, was listening to the podcasts and heard that you and Stan were getting married. Congratulations.
So I never thought I'd find out from a podcast. Yeah,
love your sister, not.
What's she fishing for an invite?
I don't know what she's fishing for. I tried, you know, when she came down here, I tried to lose her.
What the hell is going on? What are you, 57 now?
Yeah.
See, you can't get mad at me now.
No, that was a joke when I was in my 30s.
Yeah. I do not understand what the hell's going on. You are a 57-year-old man.
Yes, I am.
Let's say your fiance is quite a bit younger.
A little bit younger.
Yeah, but a little bit.
Yeah.
You have designed this wedding to try to accommodate her as best you can. And to accommodate yourself, you've made sure that it is thousands of miles away from Fort Myer.
Done on purpose.
Yes. But nonetheless, even though you've planned for it, it doesn't make any difference because all of a sudden, you at 57, the ticket to your wedding has become on the same level as the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, yeah. Who can get on board the wedding train?
And you've only invited people to your wedding that probably don't want to go.
Wait, yeah. Well,
the people that do want to go, you've banned.
I'm telling you who's coming to my wedding. I'll tell you exactly. And I can't say coming to our wedding. Her mother and father. I get along with them. They're my age.
Well, yeah. You've said we'd all get along well.
Yes. Her mother and father. Her sister. Is coming.
The emotional one?
What emotional one?
Is it the sister where you were forced to go to her wedding?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
She's not emotional. We were...
Say no more.
We were going on vacation up north, and it just so happened that her wedding was scheduled for that time.
It wasn't.
Initially, it wasn't. I'm going to leave that one alone. But you're right. It was.
Hold on
it
a second.
Was set up for. I lost a whole damn.
Wait
day.
A second. She's not going to be maid of honor, is
yes,
she?
Yes, yes.
So well, I'll have to. So you're going to make me interact with her.
She's very nice. She's very nice. She's nice. And I want you to get something straight.
Yes.
There's nothing formal about this wedding at all. I'm telling you right now, it's. There's going to be...
So I can pack normally?
Yeah. There's no...
I don't need a suit?
There's no sit-down dinners. There's no first dances.
So what?
There's
just,
none of that.
We're going to be in the casino and someone's going to pronounce you man and wife?
Pretty close. We're going to... There's the ceremony, but it's going to be done with 10 minutes. 10, 15 minutes. Then it's champagne toast, some cake, and then we're gambling.
Caviar dreams.
Yeah. Then we're out of there.
I need to talk to Brad.
About what?
To see if he can get me a suite.
Well, you know where we're staying. So, her mom
and dad...
Did
you get a suite?
I got a room. Her mom and dad, her sister, my daughter, one friend...
Oh, your daughter's coming.
Yes. She might be bringing that boyfriend of hers, but I don't know.
That's good. She and I can talk video games.
And then one other friend of ours is going. She would like to attend the wedding. Yeah, sidebar.
Yeah. Oh, that's fine.
Yeah. And that's it. That's it. That's all there's going to be room for. Where we're having this thing is by some kind of like little waterfall, and it's room for, you know.
So you're really counting on a lot because you're going in there with a split squad. Team Stan is not going to be at full strength, so those that are there are going to we're going to have to step up.
No, we don't have to step up.
Because Team Stan seems a little weak.
I don't want... That was done on purpose, too. I don't want this... This is just...
Do I have responsibilities?
Yeah, you'll have a responsibility of, like, you know, standing up there with me and holding on to the ring.
You don't want me having possession of those rings.
I'll give you the ring moments before.
Let me take you there. All right? Let me take you there.
Yeah.
So that you realize what a bad idea that is. Now, I'm not saying that I will screw up the rings.
Okay.
All right? I'm not saying that.
All right.
It'll probably go fine.
Mm-hmm.
However, knowing how your mind works and how you try to maintain a level of decorum with me, but deep down you don't trust me. So as you're standing up there, you're going to be going, oh, I bet you Haney forgot the ring in the room. I told him a million times. And
that's why I'm going to hold on to the rings until the ceremony.
And then you know what's going to happen.
What?
Okay, I'll take the rings, but listen, I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. Something will happen where you'll be standing there, and I'm telling you, it'll work out fine, but you will be doing nothing. Going,
that's why, Haney. That's why I'm glad it breaks up fast. And then we're off on our own. Just go off and hit the casino bar.
Did you explain to her the things that are going to happen to her?
What things?
The enhanced security measures that are employed against you and the physical violence and going through all the luggage.
She's traveled with me before. We've gone on a plane before.
But this is her wedding. Is she prepared? I mean, you're on a permanent list.
I know. That's why a lot of the stuff I think we're shipping out there first. Clothes, dresses, and all, you know.
That's why I've acquired a private aircraft. Yeah. I can't fly commercial anymore after flying with you because now I'm on the list, too, as an associate.
I'm going to take a break. But
Stan,
I'll tell you one who's not coming.
The dog's being... The dog's being put on you.
Yeah.
You were kidnapped in Mexico.
I know.
We saw
bomb testing.
The whole damn Saudi delegation going through there, and you're getting raped.
I literally had German shepherds put on me once. For no reason.
Do you know how you got on that list?
I don't know how I got on the list.
Because I remember we finally saw a friendly person at the counter.
And explain to us.
And we're both looking like death because we've been around the country and chasing our luggage and getting beat up and searched. And finally, the person at the counter goes, well, you know why you're having so much trouble, don't you? You're on the list.
Yeah. How'd it do?
Yeah.
It's
going to keep happening.
We've even been at a point where we were not allowed to pick up our luggage at the airport.
And this goes back to the Clinton administration.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
A nonstop thrill ride that'll keep you on the edge of your seat. Coupled with a tender love story that will leave you openly weeping.
What the hell?
If we could just pull that off, we'd be friggin' rich. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Mike Chiannopoulos in 1 hour.
You see what I did there?
I did see that.
I blew it out right before we came on the air, so I don't have to burden you with it.
I appreciate that. If you'd like,
but you know I'm right.
I know. I know you are. If you'd like to text Mike, you can do so on the Absolute Law text line right now, and we'll get your questions to him.
And
or
that,
you can wait 1 hour and call in and talk to him yourself. Last chance
before we go on vacation. I think the text works better.
I like the texts. It gives the people a chance to go whenever they need to get a question in.
You know what I think it is? When you're on the phone, you know, people are thinking about, okay, I'm on the radio. I've got to get this right. Whereas if they send a text, they have to kind of gather their thoughts and have them down in a couple of characters.
I've seen some of the people that text and they have a tough time putting their letters together.
So well, the phone will do it for you. All you have to do is get a couple of letters right.
Yeah, yeah. So you can text now.
They say the next generation won't be able to spell because of that.
Or you can call in about an hour. Your last chance to talk to Mike because we're on vacation after this week.
Hallelujah.
And so Mike will be here, and then it'll be a while before we talk to him again. So if you need to talk to Mike, today's the day. He'll be here in about an hour. Let's take care.
Sounded like a young Mel Fisher.
Thank you. Let's take care of the grab bag. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. Today's the day. You know, we're halfway done with the year, and our favorite girl is a little worried.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
It's already halfway
through
the year.
Okay, I got to stop that.
That's a $5,000 CD player.
I got to fix it.
And why is it $5,000? Because it's guaranteed not to skip.
Yeah. Trust me, I looked this up.
Stan, you said this is $5,000. Is this something that was purchased out of the back of a trunk?
Like one of those speaker guys?
Yep. Yeah, we had an install go wrong and...
This is radio quality.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
It's already halfway through the year, and I don't think I reached any of my goals.
Nope.
What were my goals? Oh, yeah. I'm the same weight. I never bought that new car. I haven't saved any money. I didn't do something adventurous, like zip lining. And was that just a craze? See, why don't I ever do something when it's hot, not when it's already burning out? I did not make meeting the right guy one of my goals, because that never works out. However, that seems to not be working out at all, so maybe next year I should make that one of my goals. Ugh, all the pressure. I mean, they seem like pretty simple goals, but half a year has gone by and not one met. I knew I shouldn't have made any goals. Next year, no goals. Stupid goals.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Yeah, I wonder what the next deal will be. Because she's right. Zip lining, I mean, it's still there, but it was really big for a while.
Yeah.
And before that, you had your bungee jumping.
Yeah.
And you don't hear about that much anymore.
No.
What about those cheap slingshot rides they usually
got? They got one in Orlando.
Have you been on one?
I have not. I'm too afraid.
I don't want to go on that.
I don't think
there's not much to them.
There's not a need.
Because isn't that a bungee where they just pull it back and then they launch you?
Like a slingshot.
Yeah.
Thank you, no.
And there's nothing but you and a plastic seat and a seatbelt.
Yep. Dateline Lehigh Acres, Florida.
You know, Stan, the most beautiful, luxurious, tropical, right there on the beach Lehigh.
Walking distance from the shoreline. Guy in Lehigh jumped a foot canal with his Nissan Versa on Wednesday night. Dukes of Hazzard style.
That's impressive.
He wrecked the car.
But he made it.
And he then took off on foot.
Like Super Dave.
He also broke his back.
Oh, well, that's...
Eventually, he got busted for...
Wait a second. He broke his back?
Yes.
But ran away?
Yeah, you can break your back and still move. It's when it severs the spinal cord where you got a problem. He eventually did get busted for hit and run and a DUI.
But he made it? That's a pretty big canal.
Here's a Lehigh Acres witness.
He thought he was in a Dukes of Hazzard. He was driving full speed, can't cross the canal. He landed right here in the bank, as you can see. Hit the truck right here. He spent out. He got on his feet, started running. I went inside. I was scared. I mean, the stunt devil, you know, put me in a movie, but the real life, no, I don't think so. You're lucky.
Deputies say 35-year-old Robert Foley wore his seatbelt for the jump. Good. In addition to breaking his car, he broke his back.
Well, that was nice. Yep. Nice reporting there. Try not to sound so gleeful. Damn.
Have you ever heard...
And there was no ramp or anything.
No, he just took off. Have you ever heard of... Amphicars. I don't know if they're
It sounds dirty.
I don't know if they're like those duck boats, but an amphicar.
Oh, like amphibian.
Yes. Last night on American Pickers, Frank and Mike came across a promotional car from a southern radio station. The radio station's call letters were KLYR. They would drive this vehicle to events.
Southern.
They were called west, Amphicars.
But they're west of the Mississippi with that K.
They were made in the 1960s. And so the Pickers went to see it. The guy that owned the Amphicar turned down their offer, but basically explained what this thing was. And it was a radio station promo vehicle.
It's an Amphicar.
Yeah, Amphicar. Yeah.
The Amphicar has two transmissions, one for land and one for water. There's a little box that you can switch it over for when you get into the water. When you engage it, there's two propellers in the back. They start spinning.
There was a radio station that had three of them. Yeah, they had three of them back in the 60s. It's only got 800 or 900 original miles on it.
Can I make an offer on it?
Original paint, local radio station, very cool. It's got the look. $25,000.
I just got too many memories. Real hard for me to sell it. It'll be my wife's burden to deal with.
An Amphicar.
And
Rob,
do
they have a picture of it anywhere? Or it's. He's looking. I don't even know what. Is it like a duck boat?
No, everything he's pulling up is a Jamfa car.
Yeah, a jive ass mother.
Yeah. Yeah, those are all over the fairly common.
Jamfa car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is disturbing. A new study has found that technically a team of women could colonize Mars without men. It's because...
Well, technically.
Yes. It's because frozen sperm can survive in microgravity.
Colonel, the message is Mars needs women.
These were the words that startled the world. This was the reason for an invasion that shocked the Earth. Martians, beings from outer space, with one prime objective, women, Earth women, to help repopulate their dying planet, to bring new blood to an ancient civilization. Mars needs women.
Mm-mm. No, that never works out well. Read your Bible.
Yeah.
You end up with bloodthirsty giants.
This, what I'm about to play for you, is the... It should rank as one of Stan's audio grab bags cuts of the year. This will probably be in the year end.
Oh, you're saying this will be in your annual award show?
Yep. This is great. This kid's okay in my book. You can listen.
Now, what does that count for if somebody's okay in your book? What benefits do they receive?
Lifetime admiration and a good slap on the back. Way to go, fella.
Yeah, very coveted.
Follow me on this, and you got to listen. There's a video going around of a preschool graduation that happened earlier this month. And right after the teacher welcomes everyone to the preschool graduation, a little boy shouts, well, I'll let you in. And then they warned him, and he did it again. Did said something else. Listen carefully. Preschool graduation.
Good afternoon, parents. Good afternoon, boys and girls.
Shut the f***
up. Hey. Not nice.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Do you need to leave?
No.
Okay.
Call her a bitch.
Yeah, he's out.
God, blank. You know.
Am I right?
From the mouths of babes.
Here you go. Let's do it again. Now, see, Rob, this would be one of those little snippets that you take and put it on that box. Here you go. Let nice and quiet.
Good afternoon, parents. Good afternoon, boys and girls.
Shut the f***
up. Hey. Not nice.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Do you need to leave?
Oh, he's out. Yeah, he's out.
From the mouths of babes.
What's going on at his home?
A lot of reality.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Listen to the tone that teacher is taking. She's screaming at
him. Cutting through you like a knife.
Good afternoon, parents. Good afternoon, boys and girls.
Shut the
f*** up. Hey. Not nice.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Do you need to leave?
No.
Okay.
Oh, he's out. Yeah, he's out.
You know what? Somebody needed to take charge, and he was the only one willing to do it. Seriously. Listen to the way she's talking.
I know.
Wouldn't that be your first instinct?
Yeah. If I was, you know, a grown adult.
One more.
Okay, all right.
Good afternoon, parents. Good afternoon, boys and girls.
Shut the f***
up. Hey. Not nice.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Do you need to leave?
No.
Okay.
Oh, he's out. Yeah, he's out.
Wow. Let's go.
Reminds me of that one staff meeting we were in years ago.
Let's go. You know, let's calm down. Let's. I see the winning lottery numbers are being drawn for the North Carolina lottery. Let's
check in. Yeah.
Now it's time for game number two. The Carolina pick four. Check your tickets. Here we go. Good luck. First winning number zero. Second pick four, another zero. Third pick four, another zero. And our final pick four is another zero. Thanks for playing.
What?
The winning pick four.
Is the machine working?
0000.
Yeah, is the machine broke? Is that a test pattern?
What the hell? The NBA awards were last night, and not a good idea for Shaq to do stand-up because, well...
Look, he's got a lot of good people around
him. Yes, he does.
Okay?
Yes, he does. Here's Shaq at the NBA Awards doing his stand-up.
I slimmed down. Lost a lot of weight. Almost 145 pounds. You want to know how I did it, Charles Barkley? I got divorced. Sharif, don't tell your mama I said that. But I give my ex-wife credit. She's a great housekeeper. She got to keep the house in Orlando. The house in Miami, and the house in L.A.
Yeah. Audience didn't know whether to laugh or not.
You see, Shaq, we realize that you're doing a series of classic one-liners. When you're doing that type of comedy, the experts will tell you it all comes down to really one thing, because people are familiar with the material. To deliver it successfully, you must understand the concept of timing. Timing. Timing.
Yeah, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. Now, you might want to go back and review tapes of the great Henny Youngman.
Yeah, there's classic timing.
Yep. Just came back from a pleasure trip. Took my mother-in-law to the airport. Thank you very much.
One of the greatest interviews we ever did.
My wife says, I want to go somewhere exciting, somewhere I've never been before. I said, try the kitchen. Okay? Take my wife, please. I hope you do.
I have it somewhere.
Because if you can find it, that's what Shaq was trying to do.
Is that it? Yeah, here it is.
Our full interview with Henny Youngman?
It's our complete interview. Our complete interview with Henny Youngman. Henny Youngman, vaudeville one-liner comedian, was around during the glory days of the 40s, 50s, 60s.
Tried and tried for years, and we had one shot at it, and that was probably the last opportunity, because he didn't live long after.
He died shortly thereafter. He was living in a hotel, and we'd call the clerk at the front desk of the hotel in New York.
And we had to do it for like a week.
Is Henny Youngman there? Yes, he's in the lobby right now. Would you like me to put him on the phone for you?
And we thought we were going to talk to him.
Yep.
Nope.
Here's the interview that we did with the legendary Henny Youngman.
And on the phone with me right now.
Hello.
Comedy legend, Henny Youngman. Hi, Henny.
Hello, how are you?
How are you?
I'm fine. Want to hear some jokes?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Lay some on me.
Right now?
Yeah, right now.
I just came from a pleasure trip. I took my mother-in-law to the airport. I bought her a chair. They won't let me plug it in. I'm married 45 years. She said, where can I go? Somewhere I haven't been before. I said, the kitchen. She's very neat. She puts paper under the cuckoo clock. I bought her a car. She said, where is it? She said, it's in the lake. It has water in the carburetor. It's in the lake. Then I took my wife down to Atlantic City where I appeared. She played every game there was. At 6 in the morning, I said, let's go to bed. She said, I don't like the odds. Okay?
Give me one. Take my wife, please.
Take my wife, please. Okay. All right?
All right.
Goodbye.
What the hell?
Oh, I think that's the best interview we've ever done.
That
was the presence of greatness.
Yep. And swear to God, it was like a month later he died.
So, you know, you can think, oh, that's old fashioned, that's corny. But Shaq did that what, yesterday?
Yeah.
Shaq, you need to go back and learn from the master if you want to do that.
It's all about timing. Hung up the phone right there and dropped dead. I'm done here. I got a grab bag brought to you
that
by the
kid was awesome.
Pewter Mug North.
God bless him.
Yeah. Shut the...
Well, she deserved it.
Yeah.
You don't scream at him.
It's a preschooler.
Him. But why is she screaming at everybody? Get out there, boys and girls!
Boys and girls, come on now, come on!
That's just instinct. He can't help that.
Yeah.
You hear a female voice addressing you that way, that's exactly what comes to mind. Shut up!
Yeah. I'm sure his daddy said that a few times, too, to his mom.
Shut the front door.
We'll be back.
As we celebrate our 75th anniversary in showbiz, we'd like to thank the weak-minded among you. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
You want to talk to us? 277-9600. You could pick up a prize. I'll go over those in just a second. 277-9600. In about 25 minutes, Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law will be in studio. He's a lawyer, attorney, esquire, and he will answer your legal questions because somebody's trying to bother you. Somebody's trying to push you around. Somebody's trying to cause trouble.
Somebody out there that doesn't have your best interest at heart.
And rest assured, they got a lawyer. That person could be the one you're sleeping with tonight.
All right. Let's calm down.
Sorry about that. Sorry. But he'll help you on that. Family law. That's what he does. A child support, alimony, divorce, visitation with the kids. All of that stuff, we'll have him in about 25 minutes. You can also text your question to us for Mike, 239-277-9600. It is so friggin' hot.
It is unbearably hot. And those of you that are out working in this,
I'm sorry.
God bless you.
Here's what I know, and here's what I sense. You and I lived in Florida decades and decades and decades. This year, it has gotten hotter more quickly, and the rains have come more quickly than in previous years. We didn't get this oppressive heat until like August, here end of July, August, where it was just oppressive heat. We're not even out of June, and I saw the weather this morning. Hottest day of the year. Regular temps pushing 100. With the heat index, 108. This is insane. It's June.
I was telling you, man.
John Fogerty. 110 in the shade at least. Sun beaten down so
hard. This is what it feels like.
It is. Oh, I got outside. It's like incredible. Digging in
the devil's and you just move slow.
Yeah. Sure like a cool drink of water. Oh, ice cold water. Soft rag to soothe my face. Oh, soft rag. Sure like a woman to talk to in this bed. Well, she's in the air conditioning.
There's 110. That's mighty, mighty hot. 110 in the
shade. Mighty, mighty hot. Going way
down, mama, won't you get it? This song is what it feels like outside.
277-9600. Pedal so hard I can't stand it. Yep. My shrivel up
and blow away. I don't know what you got planned, but I wanted to see, because you quiz me a lot.
Yeah.
I wanted to see if you would like to play Name That Tune.
I don't know that stuff. I can't do that stuff.
Yes, you can.
All right, try me.
Try. You got to give me a second.
All right, let me take a call. When you're ready, you let me know. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Hello, fellas.
Yeah, ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, calling from Port Charlotte.
All right.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. Hey, the fella that jumped the canal over the weekend.
Yeah. That's impressive.
He is a personal friend of mine.
How's he doing?
Oh, man, he's bad. I mean, he's locked up, obviously, but he's, you know.
Well, they said he ran, though.
Oh, yeah, he jumped out of a car and took off like bat out of hell, fellas.
With a broken back?
With a broken back. Hey, when this guy moved down here, he was my neighbor. And we lived in that area, Lehigh. And he's like, hey, man, I wonder what it would take one day, you know? And we're all drinking, you know, having a good time. And I look over, and he's steady studying this canal. And I'm like, what are you thinking of, some fishing? He's like, no, bigger. I'm like, cast net? No, bigger. I'm like, I don't know. What are you thinking, Rob? He's like, I'm thinking about taking the old whip and running it down the street, catch about 45 mile an hour, and hit this hill over here. Me and four or five of the guys at the party, we're like, oh, you're crazy, you're crazy. Well, lo and behold, I laid down about 10:30, 11 o'clock the other night, and I see his picture flash up. I'm like, what's he doing on TV? And he had the subtitle, Dukes of Lehigh.
Oh, man.
Now, is this all the guy ever talked about, or does he do other crazy stuff?
He was fascinated with it for about 2 months. And then a buddy of mine has it side-by-side, and we drove down through it when it was dry. And he's like, man, I don't really think I'll make this. And I'm like, man, are you really still hung up on that? He's like, absolutely. I'm going to do it. One day you guys watch. You'll read about me in the paper.
Oh, lo and behold. And now he's got a broken back.
Yeah, 5 minutes of fame.
He's got a DUI, a hit and run.
And didn't you say the car just, like, gave up the ghost when it landed?
Oh, my goodness. It literally folded the frame. I mean, it hit the embankment on the other side. He lost control and hit a parked vehicle.
Oh, yeah, well, there's where the hit and run is.
At this point, I just hope it was worth it to him.
Hey, he's got bragging rights, buddy. Hey, all of us are still too chicken for that.
Hey, what can I get you?
Got something to eat?
Yeah, I got something to eat. I'll let you let you pick. I've got Bam's Restaurant, I've got Subway, and I've got Firehouse Subs.
Let's do Bam's.
You got it, buddy. Hold on.
All right, Stan.
All right, go ahead.
Name that tune.
Oh, that's Morris Day and Jungle Love.
No, it's not.
What is it?
Give it a second and see if you know who it is.
That's not Morris Day?
Nope.
Eddie Murphy. Rick James.
Nope. We'll get back to that. Try this one. Sound familiar?
Yeah. Who is this?
You know the song?
Yeah. Just Another Manic Monday.
Uh-huh. All right, you got the title on that one. See if you can get this one.
Don't you get me.
I said Prince.
It is. They put out, just came out last week. The
All
album,
of it's Prince?
The album is called Originals, and they have the original Prince version of the songs.
Oh, wait a second. I heard they were coming out with that.
Yeah.
It's amazing, isn't
of,
it?
Of the songs that were hits for other people that Prince wrote.
Yeah.
They got his original recordings of the songs, put them out.
Phenomenal.
I heard the Manic Monday the other day, and I was just amazed by it. Just great.
That's really good. I had read something about it.
Yep.
And it's out now?
Yes. It just came out last week. And if I can find it...
Pretty darn good.
There was another name that tune that I wanted to see if I could get you on. All right, see if you can name this tune.
All right, go ahead.
Don't go changing.
Well, that's Willie Nelson.
To try and please me. You never let me down before.
Come on, Stan. You're letting me down.
That's
here.
Willie Nelson.
Yeah, but what's the song?
You're too familiar.
He knows the lyrics.
Yeah. Just the way you are.
There you go.
Yeah.
Bye.
Who did it?
Long Island's Billy Joel.
Oh, that's right. Willie Nelson's covering that. Billy
yeah.
Joel wrote that one.
Pretty good job by Willie.
Yeah.
This is a new album from Willie. There's one more on here from Willie.
Yeah.
That I think you can name the tune.
All right, go ahead. I'm not good at this. Lucille.
This is with his sons, too.
Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to look in the mirror.
That's wonderful.
Because I get better looking each day.
Is this new?
Yes.
He has put out so much music.
This just came out last week as well. The album is called Ride Me Back Home.
It's hard to be humble.
But that cover of Just the Way You Are is getting a lot of attention.
Very good. Very good. You know what? It's been a while. Maybe later on this week, hit makers for the two of you guys.
I don't know, man. I got whipped.
Yeah, well, you didn't lose badly.
It was fun, though. Come on.
You didn't lose badly.
A little friendly competition.
Well... After we were done, I analyzed my painful loss.
Did you really?
And what happened is that Mangus knows an era.
Well, I got 10 years on you.
You know an era that I don't know, and you got all of yours right. I had to get all of mine right, but you know mine, too.
Yeah, you know his era, too.
What we should do is maybe do the 50s.
He doesn't know all the 50s.
Well, I don't either. I'm not real good on the 50s. So maybe we're equally as bad on the 50s, and that might be a little fair.
Maybe we go back to the 20s and 30s Jimmy Rogers and Robert Johnson.
That'd be a mess.
I want that Prince album.
That's pretty cool.
I'm going to get that today. That's awesome.
So you thought Manic Monday was the highlight of the Prince record?
At the beginning, I thought it was, you know, the arrangement sounds exactly like the Bangles until the vocal kicks in. And then I was like, oh, wow, that's Prince.
All of them are that way.
Amazing.
And he's got the Sinead O'Connor one on there, too.
Nothing compares to you.
Mm-hmm.
He's never written a bad song.
It's like...
He was a genius.
It's like, man, he can just hand these things out like candy.
And he did.
Yep. And they all went to number one.
We're going to take a break.
I mean, for Christ's sake, you think about...
Let's not forget Sugar Walls by Sheena Easton.
That's what I was going to say. He got hits for Sheena Easton.
Isn't that amazing? That's when he turned her dirty.
Yep.
That Sugar Walls.
Yep.
Because she was everybody's next door
neighbor
there.
Yeah, the morning train.
Yeah.
I take the morning
train. She hopped
train.
Off that morning train.
Yeah, sure did.
Mike Chiannopoulos is next. Your phone calls, your texts. He's here for you. Last time he's going to be here for the next couple of weeks. So if you have a question for Mike, now's the time to get it in. 277-9600. We are the Stan and Haney Show.
Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. It's Tuesday afternoon, along about this time. That means Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law has joined us in the studio. You can text us on the Absolute Law text line with a question for Mike. And I'll tell you right now, they're lining up because only one line available right now if you want to get through and talk to Mike. Remember, when we finish with a caller, that frees open a line and you can call. But we have one line open right now if you want to get in and talk to Mike. Mike, how are you?
I'm well. How are you, gentlemen?
You know, I wanted to ask you something fairly abstract, but based on the news. What they're doing with Trump's people, and I'm not trying to be specific about Trump and everything, but things that can happen to an individual. I heard that Hope Hicks, who was an aide to the president, and she has since moved on to the private sector, that she went through these hearings with Mueller and Congress and all of this and had to hire a lawyer. So then the Democrats subpoena her, call her back, right, and she has to pay for attorneys again. And people were pointing out Hope Hicks is not a millionaire, and that for the past 2 years, she has spent more on lawyers than she actually makes.
Right.
That's how they go and destroy people.
And she's done nothing wrong.
Right.
And then you got somebody like General Flynn, who's losing his house. I mean, when the government comes after you, reason or not,
destroys you.
Can you really defend yourself?
You know, and so I represented a guy that unfortunately had been convicted of being a child molester with respect to his 14-year-old stepdaughter, except for when he gets out of prison, she comes forward as an adult and says, I lied. Mom told me to lie for the divorce, and once I lied in the divorce, the state was all over me, and I couldn't tell another lie. I mean, I had to tell the same lie, and this guy goes to prison. So
ouch.
How can we fix that? You know,
can't.
How can we fix that? How can we get this guy 12 years of his life back? I don't know what it was like inside as a child molester, but it couldn't have been fun.
But I mean,
a wrongly named pedophile. So I get it when somebody comes after you like that. And I have clients in that position. And so I think somebody as high profile as what you're talking about, my guess is she spent more on lawyers in the last 2 years than she's made in the last decade.
Probably.
She's probably spent over $2 million in attorney
fees.
Just
to defend yourself when you're even innocent.
Yeah, but that's all coming from the PACs. She's not funding that.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm sure she'll be fine.
Yeah.
Because they got it taken care of.
I'm talking about your average person. Maybe you buck it up and give everything you can, but they can just outlast you.
I had a friend ask me today who came by my office, and I was talking to a few people, and he was hanging in my office, and he said, hey, you know, what does a guy who makes 10 or 12 or even 14 bucks an hour do? They can't.
Yeah, that's
hire
what
you.
I'm saying.
And I said, you know what they do? Here's the truth. There is no such thing as justice. Listen to me. Justice doesn't exist, okay? It is a falsity. It's a ghost. Justice is defined by the people who can afford to pay for it. And the rest of us are simply compelled to live with that definition. Understand that. Justice is for sale every day in every courthouse in America.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not what our founding fathers left us, gentlemen. What it's turned into is a greed industry. When I joined this profession 27 years ago, it had honor and integrity. Okay? It no longer does. And I'm not talking about Fort Myers. We're fortunate. This is a small town, so everybody knows everybody, and they're accountable, and the judges have known you forever. And so, but you go to a place like Miami, Chicago, New York, Boston, L.A., are you kidding me? Or even towns that are the next market up from us, like Sarasota. It is brutal. And you know what? A guy gets charged with a crime, and he doesn't have $5,000 for a lawyer. Guess what he gets? A public defender. Now, here's the catch. If the guy makes $23,000, $24,000 a year, makes too much money to hire to qualify for a public defender.
Yeah.
He doesn't make enough to pay $5,000 to a civilian lawyer. So does he go bare with no lawyer? Does he just have to take a plea and admit guilt to something he didn't do in order to avoid going to jail because he can't afford a lawyer? I mean, what are we doing here? This system needs to be revamped. It needs to be addressed. Look, you've got judges in some states, fortunately not this one, where the professionals that come in to be your child evaluator, to be your parenting coordinator, all that stuff, these professionals come in. If you don't pay their bill, well, Dad, I'm ordering you to pay it because you're the one with the money. Okay, if you don't pay it, they come to court. The judge issues a contempt order saying you pay it within 3 days or you're going to jail. Now, I'd love to have a judge as my bill collector. How about you? I would have an accounts receivable of zero if right. Every time somebody didn't pay me, they got a threat to go to jail. I'd be paid in full, right? This is crazy. The whole system is broken.
So it sounds to me like the only thing an informed citizen can do is to avoid any interaction with that big machine at all.
You know, the less contact you have with the judicial system, because the better off you are.
You said something, and you're right. In Fort Myers, something might be screwed up, but I just, maybe it's naive, but I feel like something would work out. It might take time, but eventually it would work out. In some place like Miami, where they just process people in and forget about them.
Right. They're in the tombs, baby. You know, now here, if you got a problem, you can grab the other lawyer and go to the judge. As long as you have the other lawyer with you, you're not doing it, you know, behind anybody's back. Grab the other lawyer and say, man, we need to go to the judge. I got this problem. And, of course, they'll go with you, and the judge will see you, and you'll work it out. I mean, we're very fortunate here because it's a small place like that. But you can't do that in Miami or even Tampa or Sarasota. You can't do that. We're fortunate to be a small community. And I'll tell you, you know, there's 5 family law judges in Lee County. And all 5 of them are very high quality family law people, specifically family law. But you get outside our county to some of the smaller counties where they don't have as many populations, then they have 1 judge assigned in the circuit, 1 circuit judge, 1 county judge. Well, they got to do a divorce case, they got to do a contract case, they got to do a murder case, they got to do right.
Oh man!
So we have the fortune of having enough judges that we can break them down into divisions.
We got enough population to have it function, but not so much that it gets,
right. And we can break it down into divisions. Now the family law judges, they do family law. That's what they do, and they're good at it. The criminal judges do criminal law, and that's what they do, and they're good at it. So we got it kind of better here than in most places, but the entire system, family law system, is broken nationwide. And I believe that in most places, the system harms a family more than it helps them. And it harms most families and helps very few.
277-9600.
Rosy outlook.
Yep. Jim's been holding the longest. 18 minutes for Jim. That was while we were still on the air last break. He's been waiting for Mike Chinopoulos. Jim, we got to you. You're on with Mike.
I'll keep this as short as possible. I've got a warrant in another state, way up north.
Okay.
It's a felony. It was the original. I pled guilty to 2 felonies. This is way more than 10 years ago. I had 5-year probation, 6 months of time plus 5-year probation. I was just about 3 or 4 months short of completing the probation when I became homeless, had a breakdown, missed a probation meeting, then a court hearing, and floated between here and that original state. I'm kind of, my back is against the wall now. I'm a senior citizen. I'm living with my mom. She recently had a medical issue where if I were to, I know what I should do. I should go back and get this all taken care of.
That's what you're going to have to do. There's nothing we can do for you from here. I can't do anything to help you. I don't know what state it is, but I can tell you I'm not licensed in any of the northern states. So whatever state it is, I'm not going to be licensed in.
No, and you're strictly south of Mason-Dixon.
By God, I'm a southern boy right here.
But he's
I understand
it.
I had one specific question, and then one just your opinion. Getting on the internet, I've been trying to get a hold of an attorney up there. They will go to court on your behalf and get this taken care of. Is that something that you've heard of, or is that just me throwing money? I don't have a lot of money.
No, that's
would that just be me throwing money away?
No, we could do that here. If you came and hired us and you had an arraignment date, we just you know, show up for the arraignment and enter an appearance. Now,
so he can hire an attorney up there to appear for him.
Yeah, and then now at some point you are going to have to go up there because you'll have to surrender and sign some paperwork, and it'll just be all signing paperwork. But at some point you will have to go up there. But you should only make one trip, and you shouldn't go up there for the hearings. It should get all worked out before that.
All right.
The other real quick question I had was, do you know, this is just skirting the issue again, do you know that if I were to go into the tax office to try to get a license, do they run warrants?
I have no idea, but I would guess they would.
Okay.
But I really don't know.
Are you talking about a real expensive proposition if you were to do it for someone in this state? I mean, just reverse it. If someone it was out of state and wanted you to take care of something,
if it's any of the northeastern states, it's going to cost you $5,000. If it's any place else, it'll cost you half of that.
All right, thanks. All right. I really appreciate
there
it.
There you go, buddy.
Thanks.
I love how you can bottom line things.
That's what it has to be. You know what? And that's why a lot of times, you know, you have questions like that, and that's why you're here. Try to give them at least the bottom line. I've heard you say you don't need an attorney. You'll be fine. Or guess what? Here's what you got to do.
But most people don't even know what zip code they're in. They got no idea.
We got Sherry in Naples on. Sherry, you're on with Mike.
Hi, how are you? Love your show.
Hi, Sherry. What do you got for us today?
Well, I'm an RN, and I took a contract in Louisiana. I took a contract for a pediatric floor. So I got there, and I went to work, and from day one, even in orientation, they're like, well, why are you here? And I said, well, I'm the pediatric nurse. And they goes, she's instructor. I go, yeah, really? Okay. Well, we're not sure why they hired you. So I get to the unit, and there's no pediatric patients. So I called my recruiter, and I was like, hey, I am not an adult nurse. I do pediatrics. You don't have pediatric patients, so I'm not doing it. So my question is, now this is a 1,500 miles away. I had to rent an apartment, 6 weeks of pay that I'm out. So I don't really know what to do.
Well, you probably do have a cause of action. The question is, where is that going to lie? Is it going to lie in Florida or Louisiana? The question is, where was the contract signed?
And on internet.
Okay.
But was it finding your job, was the recruiter for the job, was that in Florida or Louisiana?
No, they're based out of Nebraska.
Yeah, that's not going to
San Diego.
That's not going to determine jurisdiction. So the contract will usually say itself toward the end, hey, the state of Louisiana law applies, or the state of Florida applies, or the state of Michigan, or the state of incorporation. So it's going to define that. What I need to do is take a look at that contract to tell you what your rights are. So if you want to just call the office at 239-ASK-MIKE, just tell them to make you an appointment to drop by and just talk with me for about 15 minutes about that contract. Just bring it with you. I'll look at it
That'd
while we're
great.
Talking and tell you what I think, and that's a free consultation.
All right, Sherry.
You rock. Thank you so much.
All right.
There you go.
Thank you.
Okay.
Got a line open if you want to call Mike Chiannopoulos, 277-9600. Here's Janet on line 3. Janet, you're on with Mike Chiannopoulos.
Ahoy, guys. Thanks, Mike, for taking my call. This problem just came up today. Actually, yesterday, I got a letter in the mail from my insurance company, and they're telling me that if I don't replace my roof, they're going to stop insuring me.
Oh.
There's nothing wrong with my roof. It's beautiful. If you look inside, I keep my house up nice. I have no leaks. The roof's 19 years old. Do I have to replace my roof?
They can. You don't have to replace your roof, but they also don't have to insure you. And this is a game that a lot of these insurance companies play. They'll insure you when you have a new roof, and you pay the premiums for 19 or 20 years. And when the roof needs to be replaced, they want to stop insuring it.
Mm-hmm.
Because now if there's even a light storm, and a 19-year-old roof is more likely to suffer damage than a newer roof. So this is the kind of games they play. And they could be acting in bad faith. Call my office at 239-ASK-MIKE, and they'll give you the name and number of a lawyer to call who does that kind of work.
All right, Janet.
All right, great. Thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate
All right.
it.
All right.
I can tell you firsthand on that, my house in the park is 19 years old, and the roof was getting older. My homeowner's insurance company reminded me, your roof doesn't leak. It's fine, but it is past, I think it's 10 or 12 years old.
It depends on the component of the roof. Some of them are 10 years, some of them are 20,
tile,
some of them are 30.
It's shingle.
Right.
They said, we'll continue, you need to replace your roof. we will continue, this company did, will continue to insure you, but here's your homeowner's rate right now. You get a new roof.
And that gets cut by 80%.
By, like, yeah, like, yeah. 70%.
Right. I've seen
but
it.
As long as it was the old roof on there, they covered me, but the rates
but you
were
paid.
Sky high.
Because the risk of loss was so much greater. And that's what I think the company should do. Instead of dropping people, they should say, look, the risk is greater. Here's the compensation for the risk. Or get a new roof and the risk is lower.
Yep. And got a new roof and it cut my rates like an unbelievable amount. And they're all happy now. 277-9600. We'll get to Jeremy in just a second. But from the Absolute Law text line, Mike, this is from Todd. He said, my wife and I have not gotten along for years. Her being in denial about drinking and and getting into trouble and causing fights. She went to New York May 3rd. And has not returned yet. No contact. So we are separated, and I'm looking for an apartment. Is this a wise thing for me to do? He's still in the home. What do I need to do to prepare for what should be an easy divorce, as we both have very little? Kids are grown, and they're not mine. We have no children together. From Todd, Stan and Haney fan. So all he's right, in the Todd. She leaves. He's in the house. They're separated. He can't find her, knows the divorce is coming. Is it wise for him right now to get an apartment? What's coming?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on, you know, do they own the house they're in? Do they lease the house they're in? Do they lease an apartment? Whatever. Is it owned or leased? That's going to matter. And whose name is on the lease? Who's financially responsible for it? All of that. How long is remaining on the lease? And, I mean, that's going to be the key, Todd. You want to buy out of this thing since you don't have any big issues to fight over. You don't want to end up getting sued by a landlord and ruining your credit and everything else. So we got to figure out a way to negotiate out of that where the landlord's happy and you're not paying out the nose. So there's just too many questions for you to answer because there's a lot you need to do before you file so that you can make sure everything's set up to protect yourself. Not that you're trying to hose the other person. You're just trying to keep from getting hosed. So call me at 239-ASK-MIKE. Ask for a telephone appointment. I'll give you a free consultation and tell you what I think you need to do.
Go ahead.
Relationships, I'm told they can be great. But they are such a liability. It's like... In the UK, Boris Johnson is trying to be the next Prime Minister of England. His girlfriend decides to throw a plate-throwing hissy fit, which the neighbors record. They're lefties. They hate him. And call the police to make sure reports made, even though neither one... They were just having an argument. But it becomes front-page news.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Here's Steve, line one.
People love to gossip.
Steve, you're on with Mike Chinopoulos.
Hey, ahoy, gentlemen.
Ahoy.
Mike, the question I have for you, I've appealed for my concealed weapons permit. And I got a letter just the other day saying that the 90 days that it might take to do it is suspended because of a possession of marijuana charge. For a couple grams of pot back in 1999. It doesn't say that I won't get the permit or anything, but just it's on hold while they look further into that or whatever. I was just wondering what you could tell me about that.
Well, I mean, it's an interesting constitutional conundrum, isn't it? Can you have a weapons permit if you have a marijuana card? You know, and I've heard for 2 years, however long the marijuana card's been out, oh, you get denied, you can't have a pistol permit if you... okay, and it's urban myth. I have searched and searched and searched, and I've not been
You've
able to find...
You've gone out of your way looking for it.
Yeah, just to find one person that it happened to so I could take on the constitutional fight, because I believe that to be unconstitutional. Your delay may or may not be unconstitutional. It depends on how long it is and what they have to do and whether or not it was a reasonable delay. But if they deny you based upon the marijuana license, then that is a constitutional issue.
Okay.
Now,
yeah,
is it a marijuana license that you want to have, or is it you got popped back in 99?
I'm applying for my... In 99, I got pulled over in Texas. But
was it a misdemeanor or a felony?
Oh, it is a misdemeanor.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. That doesn't affect your concealed permit.
Yeah, dummy up.
I didn't think it would.
No, you tell them about it. You tell them about it on the application. And the reason you tell them about it is because candor is one of the things. And you don't want to lie about anything. And tell them about it because it's not going to stop you. It's a misdemeanor that does not involve domestic violence or moral turpitude. You're fine.
Okay. Right? Actually, you know, it's on the application itself. It really doesn't ask about that. So I didn't volunteer that information. It just asks about felonies.
And that's fine.
And you don't have a felony.
And I don't have a felony.
And that's fine. If you're not asked, you don't have to volunteer it, but don't lie about it, ever.
Yeah, right, absolutely.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Oh, yep.
All right, well,
there you go.
Okay, thanks,
if that happens,
I appreciate that.
If that happens, call 239-ASK-MIKE, and I want to take on that constitutional fight.
Oh, absolutely. I'll call you if that does happen.
All right, bro.
All right, thanks very much, guys.
Not just him, but anybody. You're available 24/7. I've seen it with my own eyes. No matter where you are, what's going on, you're available. If somebody gets a DUI, gets pulled over, they need to call somebody. It's the middle of the night. They can get a hold of you.
Absolutely.
And talk to you. You hear a lot of the things of, well, I'll go and call a number, and it might not be the person that says they're going to talk to me. It's going to be you.
Or it's an answering service with, they'll give you a call back.
Right.
No, my cell phone rings. When you call 239-ASK-MIKE, outside of normal business hours, you press 6. My cell phone rings, nobody else's. I answer it, and I speak to you.
Now, there is a rumor going around that sometimes you actually sleep.
Occasionally, usually between 12 and 6, midnight and 6, I try to sleep. Other than that, you can call me, but if it's an emergency, wake me up. I don't care.
He's Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law, 239-ASK-MIKE. And Mike, we're going to see you in a couple of weeks.
All right. Have a good vacation, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Stan?
Yes.
Do we have even like 90 seconds, or are we pressed for time?
We're very pressed for time.
I just wanted to do something just briefly very special for Todd, because I think he needs it.
All right. Go ahead.
It's for you, Todd. My brother.
I've made a small fortune, and you've squandered it all. You've shamed till I feel about 1 inch tall.
Is that right, Clark?
But I thought I loved you, and I hope you would change. So I gritted my teeth and didn't complain. Now you come to me with a simple goodbye. You tell me you're leaving, but you won't tell me why. We're here at the station, and you're getting off, and all I can think of is, thank God in Greyhound you're gone.
We'll be back
for you, Todd.
Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
Two radio vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Stan and Haney in the afternoon, 96 K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. We'll get you updated on traffic, news, headlines, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails in about 25 minutes. Chance to win. We're going to play Stan's Name That Movie. Last week we did movies that came out 35 years ago this year. Today,
we're doing movies that will come out 35 years from now.
If only. We're going to go 30 years back, 1989. What movies came out in 1989? Your job is to figure it out. I've got 5 clips of movies that came out 30 years ago this year. You name the movie, and you're going to get yourself a prize. One of those prizes up for grabs in about 25 minutes. Get yourself a pair of tickets to go see Godsmack. They're coming to Hertz Arena. They're coming home.
They're kicking ass in Europe right now.
Yeah, they are. October 2nd, they're going to be at Hertz Arena. Tickets don't go on sale until this Friday. One of the prizes in Stan's Name That Movie. Pair of tickets to go see Godsmack right here in Estero. Their special guest, Hailstorm. So that'll be coming up in just a few minutes. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon, brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Just one thing on the board. It happened about an hour ago, so it should be in the clearing stages. Crash, Fort Myers, Ortiz Avenue, and Luckett Road should be in the clearing stages, if not all taken care of by now. And you're up to date.
Can you name a road that rhymes with Luckett?
Another road or a word?
Anything that rhymes with Luckett.
Yes, I can.
Can you?
Sure can. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it will be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. Well, what can you expect? Haney's about to tell you right now. He's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
All right.
Folks, there is rapidly approaching a time where I don't think there will be any stores or restaurants. I guess that's not right. They'll sort of be there, but they won't be open to the public.
Huh?
No. They bring you everything.
Well, a lot of them do that.
Did you see what Walmart wanted to do?
What, with the groceries? I know all about that.
Yeah, they want to come in your house and stock your fridge for
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. And they're doing it.
And
if you go to Walmart now, they're doing it so they come into your house and you set it all up. Right now, you can go to Walmart's right in town, pull up to a special parking spot they got for you because you ordered all your groceries online. They'll have them all bagged up and bring them out to you.
Have you done that?
I have not done that. I like going to the grocery store.
Have you seen it done?
I've just seen the parking spot.
Is it always empty?
Yes.
Well, 7-Eleven. Now getting in on the delivery game, they'd like you to know they'll bring you a Slurpee wherever you are. You at the beach, you at the park,
nice.
they'll bring you a Slurpee.
That's nice. Will they bring us some here?
Probably not.
Yeah.
I just say that because anything good for us is doubtful.
Yeah. Are there, let me ask you this, I'll just say it quick, throw it out there, you can text me. With an answer. I'm not talking about the vape shops. I'm not talking about the head shops with where you can get all the glass. I'm talking, does anybody know the existence of a nice tobacco store still in Southwest Florida where you can get not necessarily cigars, but different kinds of cigarettes and things like that? They used to have them in the malls.
I know where.
I want a nice tobacco place.
I know where there used to be.
Yeah, and it's all used to be for me because I've looked around. I want to get a pack. I brought them back when I went to England. I want to get a pack of Dunhills, the cigarettes. And I used to go and treat myself every now and then. Go to the mall to the tobacco shop, get a pack of Dunhills. Where can you get a pack of Dunhills? I don't know anymore. They've closed everything. So, anybody knows, text me.
Well, think about it logically. In this day and age, yeah, I'd like to open a tobacco shop.
Can't do it.
Well, you can, but they're going to do everything they can to screw with you.
Yeah, it's okay to open up a vape store. It's okay to open up a glass store with the paper. But open up a nice tobacco shop. Maybe you can get some pipe tobacco. Maybe you can get some imported cigarettes. It used to be nice places. Don't have them around anymore. Anybody knows, let me know.
A bride was busted for scamming her bridesmaids to get money for her dress. Drunk driver in England got caught with an open container. Doesn't sound like a big deal, and I guess it's not. It's just that he's a classy drunk driver. He was caught with a nice pint glass full of Guinness in the cup holder.
Ah, nice.
And finally, what is it that we know about women?
All women are crazy and capable of anything.
We'll tell you the story about a pretty little gal. She's 21. Her name is Madison. And she was, Stan, the fifth runner-up in the local Miss Hooters girl pageant.
Lovely.
But just because she's a pretty girl doesn't mean...
Oh, she's crazy. She's completely crazy. Bat crazy.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you.
You know, you look at her in her pretty little bikini, and you look at that, you're not thinking violence.
Capable of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Laughter. Oh, it's so important, so important. The 4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Cape Coral, Fort Myers. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Stan, I'm sure that you're not only aware of this, but that you've been celebrating all day.
I have been.
Well, it's Global Beatles Day.
It is. I don't know what that means, but it is.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you'd be surprised to know about the Beatles.
Top things you'd be surprised to know about the Beatles.
Millennials believe I Am the Walrus was written by Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
Yeah. Andy Reid. He does look like a walrus.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of millennials, they listen to the Beatles and they can sort of dig it. They just kind of wonder, if they had America's Got Talent back then, they'd have been really big.
Yeah. the laugh of Mr. No Sale.
Yep. Not a lot of people know this. Baby Shark actually intended to be on Abbey Road.
Yep. What did you just say?
Shut the f*** up!
Just wash your mouth out with soap.
One of the Fab Four's favorite pastimes was teabagging a passed out Ringo.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan introduced the Beatles to marijuana and incoherent mumbling.
Yep.
Elvis?
What? What?
A little sloppy.
Yeah, very sloppy. You know, one day not here. Very sloppy.
Now, folks, let's be clear. Yoko Ono is not Satan.
Yeah.
She merely works for him.
Yep.
Laugh it up.
They turned down a ton of money when Cialis wanted to use a Hard Day's Night. The things your grandmother fantasized about doing with them would make you puke. And I'm talking about all four of them, plus Billy Preston.
Yep. Throw him in there. He's the fifth Beatle.
John Lennon had very poor eyesight, mm-hmm. which explains Yoko.
Yep.
And finally, the very top thing you'd be surprised to know about the Beatles.
Yes.
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds is not, in fact, a song about casual drug use.
That's true.
It is a song about heavy drug use. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
Email time, ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
Poor Dave.
Is this just drop the hammer on Dave time?
This is from Tom. He's in Port Charlotte. Hey, guys, heard Dave attempt to produce your show yesterday. A little Q&A here. How do you know when Dave the Waterman is lying? Answer, his mic is open.
Okay. All right.
Signed,
you know what?
Tom in Port Charlotte.
Big, fat target.
You saw it. You saw it with your own eyes yesterday.
No sale.
Laugh it up.
But that's not what he's expected to do.
What are you talking about? Okay, you want to know something? I'm going to tell you something right now. Because he opens up his big, fat mouth. So we're going on vacation after this week. And Rob is going to be holding the fort down for us with the best ofs. And so Dave is outside. This was last week. He's got his hands on his hips. He goes, so when you guys going on vacation? I said, a couple weeks, Dave. Yeah. You know, Rob's going to be taking a vacation and I'll be moving into that spot while he's on vacation. I'll be taking care of things for you.
What?
I said, yeah. I said, what? I said, you've been doing this for 17 years, and you don't know how to do anything yet. Yeah, but I'm learning.
Well, okay. He's not good at it.
No. Which is what the Guardian has to say. Here's the Guardian.
Jesus.
Yep.
But, I mean, you want somebody to drink their own vomit, he's your man.
Yeah.
Everybody's got different talents.
Yeah. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, just what the hell is wrong with Dave? I mean, 17 years or so with you guys, numerous opportunities, and yet it seems he knows very little about the operation of your show. Yup.
Many, many moving parts. A lot more than you would think.
Yeah, and he can't handle more than two. He can't handle more than one. Had one guy on hold yesterday. He didn't even have one guy on hold. He was talking to another one, and he couldn't figure out who won a prize. Okay. 17 years or so, and knows very little about the operation. Good Lord, Dave, get your crap together. Stan, I think you should get some tripe for Dave to eat. Or how about cow tongue? The only problem is it would have to be cooked. How about some insects? No. Now, insects, that Andrew Zimmern, remember when he sent us insects to eat on the air?
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't get right to them. They attracted insects. And it was a mess. So, Haney, every day we get closer and closer to answers and the truth. There is now evidence that Clapper and Brennan, and very possibly Obama, all had firsthand knowledge as to what was happening. Last night on Hannity, he revealed that there was a major effort to change the sharing of information that could be shared by 17 agencies instead of three. Now, this was done in December of 2016, right before the January 20th election day.
And they were very cognizant of it, mentioning that date.
There is also an email that says the boss wants to know what's going on. Now, just who is the boss? Obama? Brennan? Clapper? Judgment Day is coming for each and every one of those treasonous bastards. Of course, that's just my opinion. You guys are the best. Sign the Guardian.
Jesus.
You know, I'm very grateful for our Attorney General. I cannot imagine being in his shoes and what he is going to have to present to the American people and the amount of work that will go into it. But as this is going on, there's one simple thing that you have to remember. Trump wasn't supposed to win.
Right.
Hillary was supposed to win, and all of this is a non-issue as to whether people broke laws.
Yep. Yep.
We would never know.
Name Them Movies next. Chance maybe to even pick up some Godsmack tickets. We're Stan and Annie.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the greatest novelties, a fabulous boy prodigy,
the most amazing of all the chimp acts that have ever come to show business.
He said, as you recall, everybody remembers this one. Here's an act that'll scare the life out of you. From China. He's been in India. He's been all over the world. Just back from Las Vegas, the Italian Casanova, a Texas friend of mine, my handsome Italian paisano, today's greatest living American. Here's the man I invited to Christmas dinner.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Mark Haney and the news. In about 30 minutes, in just seconds, we're going to play Stan's Name That Movie. Five movie clips. All of these movies came out 30 years ago this year. Your job to identify the film. I'll go over the prizes as soon as we take care of traffic. Brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now,
bottle of Stan and Haney barbecue sauce. Maybe you'd like to go Saturday night and see In the Light of Led Zeppelin. It's a benefit concert for cancer victims Richard Beaudry and Peter Moss. Going to be at the Ranch this Saturday night. Got tickets for it. Tomorrow is the Disrupt Festival up in Tampa at the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater. If you can go up there tomorrow night, we got a pair of tickets for you. We've got Bam's Restaurant, Subway, Firehouse Subs, Cape Coral, Fort Myers, Sunshine Ace Hardware, and 4th of July just around the corner. We've got $20 to Sky King Fireworks, and over at Sky King, all fireworks, buy one, get one free, so they'll Woo! Double it up on you. These are movies that came out 30 years ago, 1989. Phones are on lockdown right now. I'll release the phones after we play the first movie clip. Name this movie that came out in 1989.
Come on. Come on.
Oh, come on, Vera. Don't you want to talk about that?
I ain't got nothing to say. You done insulted me, and I got to kick your ass right now. And afterwards, I don't want no hard feelings either.
What the f*** wrong with you?
Ain't nothing wrong with me. What the f*** is wrong with you? You done accused me of stealing. The only thing I'm stealing out here today is your face. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Come on, sucker. Let's get it on.
Oh, you want to fight? You want to fight? Well, then come on, goddammit. I'm going to beat the your old ass in this fight, too. Yeah. You're going to punch people in their eyes, right? Right?
Bitch, that all you got?
You didn't think it was going to be like that, right? And now I'm going to blast your
teeth out. You hit like a bitch.
Oh, you're a little slower than you thought, ain't you, huh? Yeah. I punch like a bitch, huh? Okay. I punch like a bitch? Y'all say goodnight to this bitch right now.
You're gonna have to learn to respect me.
Name
Pinky
the movie.
Toe.
Yeah. 277-9600. That movie came out 30 years ago. And you know what? An underrated classic.
Mm-hmm.
277-9600. Name that movie. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Shauna.
Shauna, can you name that movie?
Harlem Nights.
It is Harlem Nights.
Biggie Smalls.
That's Eddie Murphy right there. And Della Reese fighting it out. Red Fox was in that movie. Richard Pryor was in that movie. Great movie. What would you like?
Godsmack tickets.
You got them. You got the Godsmack tickets. Hold on. Nice job.
Was that a whimper?
Yes. Yeah, it was a little whimper. Yeah, Harlem Nights. Movie clip number two. Film came out 30 years ago this year. And captivated America. Name this movie.
Mikey!
Grandpa, where's Mikey?
He was just here.
What do you mean he was just here? How long ago did he leave? Mikey?
I'll check the hallway.
I'm calling the police.
Hiya, Toots. Which one of you dames wants to help me find my dad?
That's Otto's grandson.
Come on, no, come on. I'm in a hurry here. I just saw the yellow box go by.
Here, fella. Go back to your grandma.
Yeah, thanks, babe. Thanks for nothing.
Yeah, when the police get here, will you just show them these pictures, please?
Okay. Check the second floor. I'm going to check the cafeteria.
I'll check the hallways again. Thank you.
All right, I'm on the case now. Oh, now that is exactly what I need. I'll sure to be able to find him in one of those. Let me see if I remember this. I better set this thing down right here. Yeah, that's a good spot. Get that door open. Now, let me see. What was it James said? Let's see. I just stick this thing right in here. Yeah, there it goes. Move the circle around and we're off.
Mikey!
Name the movie, 277-9600. First person to identify it wins a prize 30 years ago. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Bye. Ahoy, who's this?
Gabe.
Gabe, can you name the movie?
Look Who's Talking.
It is Look Who's Talking, your Travolta vehicle with Abe Vigoda. What would you like?
What do you got left?
What do you want?
You got any more Godsmack tickets?
Nope. Got food. Got the Disrupt Festival. Got the In the Light of Led Zeppelin concert. Sky King fireworks.
I'll take some food.
All right. You want Firehouse Subs? You want Subway? You want Bam's Restaurant? Which one?
Firehouse Subs.
You got it, buddy. Hold on.
The great Abe Vigoda. Prince of Man, guest on this show.
Absolutely. Who can forget him in The Godfather?
You know what? We got a lot of the greats before they left
us. Before they croaked. Movie clip number three, 30 years ago. Name the movie.
Fix crab for me. And he always fixes crab. They go to so much trouble. It's all ruined by now.
We're gonna have to pull over.
Is something wrong with the car?
No, no, ain't nothing wrong with the car. I got the big excuse.
What?
I got to go make water.
You should have thought of that back at the service station.
Our colored can't use the toilet at none of these service stations. You know that.
Well, there's no time to stop. We'll be in Mobile soon. You can wait.
Yes. No.
I told you to wait.
Yes, I heard what you said. Now, how you think I feel having to sit up here and ask you, can I go make water, like I'm some child?
Ashamed.
Well, I ain't no child. And I ain't just some back of the neck you look at while you going wherever you got to go. I'm a man. I'm about 70 years old. And I know when my bladder's full.
Me too.
And I might get out this car and go on off back over yonder somewhere and do what I got to do. And I might take the key with me too. Now that's all there is to it now.
Name the movie. 277-9600.
Hoke got to make water.
Yep, make water.
He knows his alphabet, too.
He sure does. Ahoy, who's this?
Vicky.
Vicky, name the movie.
Driving Miss Daisy.
It is Driving Miss Daisy. You are absolutely correct. Morgan Freeman there. What would you like?
You guys have fireworks?
Is that we do have fireworks. Sky King there fireworks, baby. Hold on. Okay. You got it. Hold on.
There's a big winner.
Yep, big. Yep, there it is. Oh, that's a good one. Oh, that's even a... Oh!
Ooh!
Ah. 30 years ago. Name it.
Let me tell you about this guy I know, Jack. Mean kid. Bad seed. Hurt people. I like him already. Now, you know, the problem was he got sloppy. You know, crazy.
He started to lose it.
He had a head full of bad wiring, I guess. Couldn't keep it straight up here. He was the kind of guy who couldn't hear the train till it was 2 feet from him. You know what happened to this guy, Jack?
What?
Made mistakes. And then he had a...
Now you want to get nuts? Come on, let's get nuts.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Name the movie. 30 years ago. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Anthony. How you doing?
Anthony, how are you, pal?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Can you name the movie?
Would that be Batman?
It is Batman. Keaton? Yes, it is. Batman, it came out in 1989 and shocked the world.
sure did.
What would you like?
Do you still have those Godsmack tickets?
Godsmack tickets are gone for today. I'll have more tomorrow.
Okay, how about Pewter Mugs?
Pewter Mugs gone for the month. I've got Babacu Saw. I've got the Ranch concert Saturday. The In the Light of Led Zeppelin. If you can go tomorrow, I've got the Disrupt Festival. I got what?
I tell you what. Bands is a great restaurant down in
Nation. I got it.
I haven't been there since they redid the place.
So. Well, you got it. Hold on. There you go. One more for you. All time favorite of ours. Came out 30 years ago. Your job is to name the movie 30 years ago. Our last one. Name the movie.
People who really want to have a good time won't come to a slaughterhouse. And we've got entirely too many troublemakers here. Too many 40-year-old adolescents, felons, power drinkers, and trustees of modern chemistry. It's going to change.
And that sure sounds good. But a lot of the guys who come in here, we can't handle one-on-one. Even two-on-one.
Don't worry about it. All you have to do is follow three simple rules. One, never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected. Two, take it outside. Never start anything inside the bar unless it's absolutely necessary. And three, be nice.
Come on.
If somebody gets in your face and calls you a sucker, I want you to be nice.
Okay.
Ask him to walk. Be nice. If he won't walk, walk him. But be nice. If you can't walk him, one of the others will help you, and you'll both be nice. I want you to remember that it's a job. It's nothing personal.
Uh-huh. Being called a sucker isn't personal?
No. It's two nouns combined to elicit a prescribed response.
Thank you.
I wonder if somebody calls my mama a whore.
Is she?
Name it 277-9600 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Ahoy, who's this?
Yeah, this is Mike.
Mike, name it.
Roadhouse.
Roadhouse. Yes, sir. What would you like?
Do you got any more BAMs?
I do have. Wait, hold on. Yep, I sure do.
Awesome, that'll work.
You got it. Hold on. Yeah, Ben Gazzara, our buddy Red West, Patrick Swayze, all in that movie. Roadhouse.
Can't beat it.
Yeah, it's great stuff. Outro, Haney?
Oh, yeah. Every
week.
What are you talking about?
I just
about?
Ask you to have the outro ready every week. And
I don't.
You don't.
Because I'm contrary like that.
Mm. There we go.
Yeah. Well, that concludes Stan's...
say it like you mean it. Come on.
Movies came out 3 decades ago.
Yep.
Seems like yesterday.
It does seem like yesterday.
From Radio City in Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking.
To be a true champion, you need pride, vision, and perseverance. You need these same qualities to be a moderately successful afternoon FM talk show. Do you really expect people to believe this shit? Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. From the Absolute Law text line, why is it when I hear that Patrick Swayze reciting his speech in Roadhouse about 40-year-old adolescents, I think of Dave the Waterman? It's true. Yeah, hell it. Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a finale.
Yep. Aw, it's all right. Get in your car. It's time to go home.
Come on, let's beat the traffic, kids.
Yeah. Timmy's already asleep in the back seat. Let's go. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, looky here. Fort Myers, that's what's on the board right now. Crash. Bass Road and Summerlin Road. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Eric Severide in New York, George Herman in Washington, Leslie Stahl in Washington, Fred P. Graham in Atlanta, Peter Kalischer in Paris, Tom Fenton in Paris, Robert Shackney in Des Moines, and tonight, a special report, The Energy Crisis.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, June 25th.
Double MXIX.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay.
You know, 4th of July is right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
3 of our first 5 U.S. presidents passed away on July 4th.
Yep.
I'm not even going to quiz Stan. I know he already knows.
So he too died on the very same day.
John Adams and Thomas Jefferson both died on July 4th, 1826. And that was at a point where they had ceased rebuking each other.
Yeah, they became friends. And it was like the 50th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
And James Monroe died on July 4th, 1831.
Here's a little tidbit for you. They knew very well, historians and people in the know, that Jefferson and Adams died on the 4th of July. James Monroe died on the 4th of July in 1831. James Madison was on his deathbed. It was like late June, and his doctors told him, "Yeah, you got Jefferson, you got Adams, you got whatever. We can let you linger a little bit longer. Would you like to try to die on the 4th of July?" And James Madison said, "No, don't give me anything to prolong my life. I'm done." And he died like in late June.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you're at that point, no.
But they wanted to keep him going.
Yeah.
Until the 4th of July.
Well, that's great if you're not the person involved.
Precisely.
You're going, "Oh, you want to play games with my mortality because of a number?"
Yep. And Jefferson died before, I'm sorry. Yeah, Jefferson died before Adams died on that same day, but Adams didn't know it, and his last words was, "Jefferson still lives."
Oh.
Yep.
But and to think
that. He didn't know he was already dead.
All that wasted time rebuking each other.
Yep.
You familiar with the actress Cate Blanchett?
Yeah, I've seen her. Not that impressed. She's nice.
She is the only woman who has been nominated for an Oscar for playing the same character in two different movies.
Didn't know that.
She received nominations as Queen Elizabeth in Elizabeth in 1998. And then more nominations when she played Queen Elizabeth in Elizabeth, the Golden Age, in 2007.
Yeah, some said the sequel was better than the original.
I think you're the only one that said that.
I have no idea. I never saw either movie. Yeah, there's the Blanchett, little blondie.
Now, she's got an interesting look to her.
It's interesting. She's all right. Nothing to write home about, but nice.
Well, very valuable in film because she's very distinctive.
Exactly.
Folks, at the rate things are going, you will never have to leave your house. You'll never have to go to a store. Everybody brings everything to you.
I ain't going nowhere. I ain't going nowhere.
7-Eleven has been playing around with home delivery for a while now. But what if, Stan? Stan is at the beach.
Hi.
Or perhaps hiding in the alley next to the radio station to cry.
Been done before. More than once.
Well, yesterday, 7-Eleven launched a new program where they will now deliver stuff to you even when you're not at home. They've identified more than 2,000 of what they call hot spots.
Right.
In their 7Now delivery app. And they'll bring you whatever you want. You're at the beach, you want a Slurpee, they'll bring it to you.
Right there to that hot spot. I don't know that the alley here between the radio station where I cry is a hot spot.
No. I don't know. Maybe you could write them.
Yeah. Will you make it a hotspot?
The delivery fee is $4, and they say that...
Highway robbery.
You'll get your Slurpee in 30 minutes.
Highway robbery.
What do you mean, highway robbery?
I ain't paying four extra bucks.
If you're sitting on the beach...
I should have brought a cooler with some cans of soda.
And you all of a sudden get a hankering for a Slurpee, and somebody's willing to slog it down for you.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you're going to have to tip them, too. So it's $4 delivery. Then you got to tip them.
Yeah, but
for
you didn't.
99 cent Slurpee.
But you didn't have to move.
I'll move for that.
Get sand all over the place?
I get sand anyway.
Well, not if you're careful.
Oh, you know what? I can't tell you. I go to the beach, even when they got the showers there and the dressing room. You still get sand everywhere.
Wait a second. You go in there?
Yeah. I've been in there before. Were
you alone?
Yeah, I was. I made sure of it. They got several of them.
Yeah.
Make sure that they...
Every time I'm in, there's somebody in there, and I don't want to know what's going on in there.
I make sure. And see, the thing is, if you've ever been in one of these things, and it's probably for multiple reasons, but you're changing in there, and the room, they got a lot of slats and openings to ventilate the
air. Yeah.
And you're in there changing, and you're hoping that you can get your dry clothes on fast enough.
And you know there's nothing a perv likes more.
I know.
Than a plausible excuse for being nude.
Yup.
I want no part of it.
I was changing my wet swim trunks. You were in there. This gentleman says you were in there with him, and you were nude.
And turgid.
And turgid.
Well, what business is that? I'm just changing.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything wrong.
What do you have these things built here for? You got them built here to use.
Well, sir, it took you 45 minutes to change your clothes?
Yeah, because I was turgid.
I was waiting to see if somebody showed up.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, what's going on around here? I hear it's a happening place.
That's the worst.
Yeah, all turgid.
You know, luckily we haven't had to do one of these stories in a while, but they, maybe they've cleaned it up now, but there used to be a park in Naples where old men would go to find each other.
I remember.
Oh, God.
It'd always be popping up in the paper.
And it's like 79 years old trolling the park.
They would, when we were over on the other coast, they had the park. Now, I'll tell you, hold on a second. And this was back in the 80s. Well, there were always places, I guess. But everybody in Melbourne knew where that park was.
Which park are you talking about?
What was the name of the damn park? I can't remember. It's been so long.
The one where Tom got caught?
Yes!
Oh, okay.
Now, see, we knew, and when you're in this business, you know a lot of business owners. I mean, we're friends with so many people. In Southwest Florida, well, it was the same over there. You knew the restaurants. You knew the people that ran them. You knew all the establishments and businesses. And there was one gentleman who was a business owner.
I think he was the first homosexual I'd ever met that identified as a homosexual and
really?
Made no bones about it.
Well,
yeah.
He made no bones about it. And he was brilliant. But he got pumped at one of these beaches. And he was a very successful businessman. And he, matter of fact, after he retired from that, he used to be a boat captain. And whenever he was in here, he'd come in a couple of times. Mm-hmm. Good guy. He was openly gay in the 80s.
He called him, hi, it's Tom the homosexual.
He ran an establishment, a very good establishment on the other coast, and he wanted to make sure that it was a straight club.
And yeah, he'd kick them out.
I remember and of course to the clientele, he was straight. The community knew differently. But he would be at his bar, and he had great bands there. And the place was really kicking ass, and he would be in the corner of the establishment, and he would see two guys come in, and if they held hands or gave any indication that, we know the owner, he's gay too, we can come into this club.
That's not what he wanted.
And that's not what he wanted. And he would walk up to him and he knew him. He'd say, not my club.
Yeah, this is business.
Yep, this is business here. You got to go. And that's the way he ran his club. And yeah, come back after hours. I know that club in particular, a lot of stuff went on there. A lot of stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
We were babes in the woods.
We sure were.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. District.
The Diamond District sells more diamonds than any other jeweler in Southwest Florida. Therefore, they buy more diamonds than any other jeweler as well. This season has been extremely successful for Jason and Todd, and they're currently buying diamonds at a rapid pace to replace inventory. If you've ever thought of selling your diamonds or trading in on something new, now is the perfect time to visit the Diamond District in Estero at Coconut Point. Diamonds and jewelry can be rare pieces and command very high prices when evaluated by experienced and qualified professionals. The Diamond District has several GIA graduate gemologists and buyers on staff every day to help identify your treasures. The Diamond District has the largest selection of Forever Mark and GIA loose certified diamonds, all priced at wholesale, below what you'll find online. Your diamonds and jewelry could be worth lots of money and should be evaluated by an expert. Visit Jason and Todd and discover why more people choose the Diamond District when selling or trading their diamonds than any other jeweler in Southwest Florida.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, well, it's that time of year again.
Sure is.
Wedding season.
Yep.
Someone posted a story on F-Book regarding a bride who got busted trying to rip off her own bridesmaids. Apparently, she and her maid of honor, BFFs,
yeah,
cooked up a scam where they'd tell the bridesmaids their dresses cost $400. Those dresses, actual retail price, $200.
Ah.
Then they'd use the extra money to pay for the bride's wedding dress. It all fell apart when one of those bridesmaids went to the dress shop to try it on and get it fitted, and one of the salespeople screwed up and told her what it cost.
Yeah, loose lips sink ships.
That woman confronted the maid of honor, who immediately caved and admitted everything. And according to that bridesmaid, quote, four of us dropped out of the wedding immediately.
Yep. Very, look, deceiving brides, weddings, don't play games. Don't play games.
And, you know, I get the feeling it was the maid of honor that talked her into it.
Mm-hmm. Here's something that I didn't know with our wedding coming up. Everybody wants to go and have their, a girl wants to have their maid of honor in their wedding, which is like the equivalent of the best man for the guy. If you're married, you're not the maid of honor at somebody's wedding. You're the matron of honor.
Oh. Well, I know I'm your BM.
Yep. Yep. And I thank you for that.
You have been to the United Kingdom. You've been to Britain.
Yeah.
What is it with these British people, Stan?
What about them?
Well, evidently, even their drunk drivers have to be pretentious. A 54-year-old gent in Birmingham.
Yes,
was pulled over on Sunday with an open container in the car.
Aha!
When the police stopped him, he had a half-full pint glass in the cup holder that he'd been enjoying Guinness from.
Okay. Yeah.
He also had two empty open cans of Guinness in the front seat. So evidently, this was his usual M.O., was, well, not going to be some sort of caveman and drink beer from a can. Nice pint glass.
Yeah.
Police also found a lot of drugs in his car, and they think he might be a dealer.
You don't say. I'm looking at the drugs right now. Yeah, well, he's got a little bit there for personal use, and then a little bit, to sell on the side.
Huh. That looks almost like that spinach that Boyd was in.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, there is a little something we know when it comes to the ladies.
All women are crazy and capable of anything. And this is such proof.
And it's not what you sign up for.
It is not.
21-year-old Madison Rogers is from Nashville, Tennessee.
And a little beauty.
And she is a Hooters waitress.
Yes, she is.
She's a little cutie. In April, she finished in fifth place, the fifth runner-up, if you will, in the Miss Hooters Girl Tennessee pageant.
Yeah, I think that gets you a coupon for 20 wings.
Back on May 31st, Madison's boyfriend made the decision to break up with her after 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
How did Madison take the news?
I would assume not well.
Because when you look like Madison,
yeah,
you're the one that does the breaking up.
Yes.
Okay?
And here's somebody like Madison. Here is the thing she hates the most. The word no.
Any sort of rejection.
Any sort. She doesn't hear the word no that often. Whatever she wants, she usually gets. And when somebody says no, or it's over, stop, get out, single words like that.
You're not allowed to say that to her.
No!
Now, she may not like you, and she may even be okay with the breakup, but it better be her idea.
Yep. Not yours. Hers.
So let's see how she did respond. Again, Madison's boyfriend broke up with her after two years.
Fifth place in the Miss Hooters.
She responded by breaking into the man's home later that day.
Same day.
And absolutely destroying the place. But that wasn't enough.
Nope.
After destroying the place, she remained there waiting for him to return home.
I don't think that's her dwelling anymore.
When he did arrive home, Madison immediately physically attacked the man.
Yep.
He called 911. He had to restrain her. Police had to get involved.
Yep.
She was arrested and charged with vandalism and felony aggravated battery. Incidentally, the Miss Hooters International pageant went down this past weekend.
Yeah.
And the winner, a Hooters gal from Lauderdale.
Ah!
Congratulations. And the first runner-up, the girl who beat Madison.
Oh, my.
She is still not happy.
No, but you know what? I think the judge will be very lenient with her. Just give her a little slap on the wrist.
Well, if the judge's name is Stan, yes.
Yeah. I hope you learned your lesson, Madison. Now, don't
you
do
just
that
need
again.
To find somebody to treat you right.
Yeah. You were done wrong, baby.
And that's the news for today, Tuesday, June 25th.
Period. Little Mikey Haney.
Don't you understand the law doesn't apply to people like
that? No, it doesn't.
I'm Mark Haney.
Period. Little Mikey Haney telling it like it is.
She'll be just fine. She'll be in her next pageant. Hooters won't let her go.
Yeah.
She's too much of an earner.
Yep. And she's got a lot of hot girlfriends around her telling her things like, he doesn't deserve you and all this.
She's got a lot of support.
Yep.
She'll be fine.
Yep. She'll be very promiscuous the next couple of months.
Yep. Yep. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District.
Till she lassos news. Another sucker.
Yep. Another rube. Stan and Haney.
You'll miss us when we're gone. Thankfully, we're not going anywhere. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for spending your Tuesday afternoon with us. Rob's show will be taking over at 6 o'clock, and he'll take you through your evening. Let's get you updated on traffic one final time. Brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, nothing new on the board. However, we're getting multiple reports around the building that there are brush fires on Alligator Alley. There, as far as we know right now, they are open. But we don't... This just in. Thank you. Ha-ha. Alligator Alley has reopened after a brush fire burned over 31,000 acres in the Everglades. But the
everything's
alley
fine.
Is now open.
It's all good.
Everything's fine, and you're up to date.
I gave a girl a ride in the wagon. She crawled in and took control. She was tired, 'cause her mind was dragging. I said, get some sleep and dream of rock and roll. 'Cause like a princess she was laying there, moonlight dancing off her hair. She woke up and took me by the hand. She's gonna love me in my Chevy van, and that's all right with me.
I haven't heard this song in forever. Great song.
Her young face was like that of an angel. Her long legs were tan and brown. Dedicate your eyes on the road, son. Better slow this vehicle down. 'Cause like a princess she was laying there, moonlight dancing off her hair. She woke up and took me by the hand. She's gonna love me in my Chevy van, and that's all right with me.
Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K Rock.
We're eating breakfast one morning, just sitting at the breakfast table, her and I, minding my own business. Said to her, you know, honey, could you pass me the butter knife? Whoa. Now I'm thinking something must be bothering Buttercup. So I said, something on your mind, Buttercup? She says, I'm fat. Every married man in this room knows you can't respond to that one, boy. A twitch of the eye could get you killed right here. You ever hear your wife say she's fat, you better become Mannequin Man. And she says, we're joining a health club. Did you hear what I said? I think I heard you say you're fat and we're joining the health club. That was the wrong answer. Spoon. Not joining a health club. We're lazy people. We've woken our children up to get the remote for the television.
And last month, she made a cellular phone call from our driveway to me in the house, asking me to bring her purse. What do you do with that call? Hello, get my purse. What are you, in the attic? I'm in the driveway. I'm going to the health club, and I need my ID. How lazy are you? Hey, go get your mother's purse and bring it to her.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow, 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Dateline Lehigh Acres, Florida.
You know, Stan, the most beautiful, luxurious, tropical, right there on the beach walking there in distance, Lehigh.
Walking distance from the shoreline. Guy in Lehigh jumped into a foot canal with his Nissan Versa on Wednesday night. Dukes of Hazzard style.
That's impressive.
He wrecked the car.
But he made it.
And he then took off on foot.
Like Super Dave.
He also broke his back.
Oh, well, that's...
Eventually, he got busted for...
Wait a second. He broke his back?
Yes.
But ran away?
Yeah, you can break your back and still move. It's when it severs the spinal cord where you got a problem. He eventually did get busted for hit and run and a DUI.
But he made it? That's a pretty big canal.
Here's a Lehigh Acres witness.
He thought he was in a Dukes of Hazzard. He was driving full speed, can't cross the canal. He landed right here in the bank, as you can see. Hit the truck right here. He spent out. He got on feet, started running. I went inside. I was scared. I mean, in a stunt double, you know, put me in a movie, but in real life, no, I don't think so. You're lucky.
Deputies say 35-year-old Robert Foley wore his seatbelt for the jump. Good. In addition to breaking his car, he broke his back.
Well, that was nice. Yeah. Nice reporting there. Try not to sound so gleeful. Damn.
Have you ever heard...
Well, and there was no ramp or anything.
No, he just took off. Ahoy.
Hello, fellas.
Yeah, ahoy. Who's this?
Hey, this is Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, calling from Port Charlotte.
All right.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. Hey, the fella that jumped the canal over the weekend.
Yeah. That's impressive.
He is a personal friend of mine.
How's he doing?
Oh man, he's bad. I mean, he's locked up obviously, but he's, you know.
Well, they said he ran though.
Oh yeah, he jumped out of a car and took off like bat out of hell, fellas.
With a broken back?
With a broken back. Hey, when this guy moved down here, he was my neighbor, and we lived in that area, Lehigh. And he's like, "Hey man, I wonder what it would take one day, you know?" And we're all drinking, you know, having a good time, and I look over and he's steady studying this canal. And I'm like, "What are you thinking of, some fishing?" He's like, "No, bigger." I'm like, "Cast net?" "No, bigger." I'm like, "I don't know. What are you thinking, Rob?" He's like, "I'm thinking about taking the old whip and running it down the street, catch about 45 mile an hour and hit this hill over here." Me and four or five of the guys at the party, we're like, "Oh, you're crazy. You're crazy." Well, lo and behold, I laid down about 10:30, 11 o'clock the other night, and I see his picture flash up. I'm like, "What's he doing on TV?" And he had the subtitle, "Dukes of Lehigh."
Oh, man.
Now, is this all the guy ever talked about, or does he do other crazy stuff?
He was fascinated with it for about 2 months, and then a buddy of mine has it side-by-side, and we drove down through it when it was dry, and he's like, "Man, I don't really think I'll make this." And I'm like, "Man, are you really still hung up on that?" He's like, "Absolutely. I'm going to do it. One day you guys watch. You'll read about me in the paper."
Oh, lo and behold. And now he's got a broken back.
Yeah, 5 minutes of fame.
He's got a DUI, a hit and run.
And didn't you say the car just, like, gave up the ghost when it landed?
Oh, my goodness. It literally folded the frame. I mean, it hit the embankment on the other side. He lost control and hit a parked vehicle.
Oh, yeah, well, there's where the hit and run is.
At this point, I just hope it was worth it to him.
Hey, he's got bragging rights, buddy. Hey, all of us true. Are still too chicken for that.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.